Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and a big shock. We managed to track down Rob Roselli, who had a family issue that canceled over his last visit, but Rob can be here for a couple segments. And Rob Roselli, you're an expert. You have a couple books, though, that I think are very important. It gives people a change in their worldview. Mention about your books and how they can get a hold of them first, and then we'll get into the current events happening worldwide with President Trump over in Davos. I guess he's been treated like a rock star over there, over in Davos, so tell us your books and how they can obtain them.
Hey, Dr. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for having me on. I'm just kind of saying, that's the word.
Well, we had a last-minute drop. Our gentleman, Harley Schlanger, had a major issue happen, so we couldn't come connect from Berlin. And, of course, we have to often rudge. I say doing live radio is like with a blindfold on, throwing flaming machetes, and so you can either get burnt or cut, but either way, you better know where to grab the thing in the middle so you don't get cut or burned. And of course, the events keep on changing, so we want to provide people with perspective and analysis of what's going on.
Sure.
Your books are interesting because they use a little sarcastic and humor to try to get through to people a change in worldview. So what are the names of the books and how do they obtain them?
Well, basically, my site and the links to the books are there. The links to your site, PDFs, or Amazon, if you have to go that route.
What's the website?
The site is boxofsunglasses.com. It's one word, just in honor of the box of sunglasses that Roddy Piper found in John Carpenter's great movie, They Live. And that kind of segues into my books. I have three books. The first one's entitled They Live, Great Society of the Undead. That's a long one. That kind of goes through all aspects of the quote conspiracy. The second book is The Un-American Genocidal Complex. The Un-American Genocidal Complex basically goes back and it discusses Darwinism, the real Darwinism, not these idiots in the public schools talking about slime, evolving into human brains. I'm talking about the real social Darwinism, the Rockefellers, eugenics, Margaret Sanger, and her Negro Project, which today is Planned Parenthood, and Adolf Hitler. And today we know the Un-American Genocidal Complex as the deep state. Of course, years ago, 20 years ago, people like us were called conspiracy kooks for saying such an entity existed. Now it's like, commonplace on Fox News to hear the so-called deep state. But
Now, especially the dossier, this kind of dossier that's going on that was paid for by Clinton and the DNC, and the fact that they have this four-page memo that 200 congressmen plus have watched, the Republican, the Democrats don't want to look at it because it would literally tear their guts out. And the fact is that we're in a situation now where a lot of politicians are going to wear orange this year. This is, by the way, this is the color for 2018 is orange. It's going to be prison time for some senior political up-and-ups. People like Rob Rosenstein, Comey, Mueller himself is in trouble. He's supposedly this squeaky clean guy doing investigations. He did the cover-up of 9/11. He was involved with covering up all kinds of things. In fact, I heard one crazy story here. I won't mention the author of it, saying that he was involved with covering up a Florida Saudi family that were involved with 9/11 terrorist attacks. Look, Let's get right. Okay, these other people have got stupid opinions that are not based on facts. 9/11 was an inside job done by us against us. It involved Israeli Mossad nuclear agents and micronukes, but it did not. It was involved by the CIA. George Bush, his brother, was the security person on the World Trade Center towers. His last day of work was 9/11. You got to start getting with the program here. John McInsane does selfies with the ISIS teams in 2009. He's being trained near a town near Amman, Jordan, with CIA and Israeli Mossad. People need to start getting a reality check. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. And I want to slap people up the side of the head intellectually. I'm not tolerant or patient anymore. I'm not going to be nice about it. You don't know out there, including you so-called authors writing all kinds of foolishness, that it was done by Saudis or some guy in renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan. You're idiots. And the only cure for idiocy, literally, if you don't smarten up, is death. Because what's going on right now is very dangerous, and you're going to die if you don't smarten up.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it boils down to.
That's what it boils down to. I'm a trauma surgeon, and et cetera. I don't fool around. And I'm getting really sick of people who think they know better than me when I've been on the inside. In fact, a week and a half ago, I had Cody Snodgrass, who was a CIA agent, offered $1 million to blow up the Alfred P. Murrah building. He's the first one to totally corroborate everything I said, including the movement of medical records from depleted uranium-affected troops in Gulf One and the anthrax vaccine that was upgraded with squalene that caused horrible side effects. They wanted to destroy the medical records because they were on the ticket for several hundred billion dollars of damage to our troops, but they wanted to destroy the records so they didn't have to pay for it. So they put it in the Murrah building and went to blow up the building. That's why the Murrah building was blown up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's an interesting fact, and it's funny you mentioned that. Just to get back to my second book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, let me just put it out there that the American government, has been experimenting on people for at least a century. I mean, if you count the Nazis were a subset of the so-called deep state, what I call the Un-American Genocidal Complex, then for sure. I mean, so this kind of thing, people say, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not. And actually, in the appendix of the Un-American Genocidal Complex, I have several government documents that anybody can get, with a little bit of research, specifying that very fact. I mean, that the government, has experimented on the American population. And then side effects.
Look at the atomic soldiers exposed to nuclear warfare on purpose.
Right. So, it's not just Margaret Sanger's Negro Project, which, today is Parenthood that's culling the population. Margaret Sanger was a fan of the Ku Klux Klan and Adolf Hitler, and they were fans of her.
Well, Nazism was actually imported from America to Germany. People don't know that, do they?
No.
Germany imported it from America. In fact, Adolf Hitler had all these book lists of people like Margaret Sanger and the eugenics projects in America. It was like the Schwinn ice cream truck going around doing lobotomies on people that were mentally deficient, or going and grabbing people that were mentally deficient and sterilizing them a century ago. So people need to start grasping the fact is that Nazism and eugenicism was imported to Germany from America.
Well, that's exactly the point of the book. And let me say this. I mean, Margaret Sanger, I mean, her basic mantra was, why are we wasting, why even waste money in prison space and mental wards on these people? Why not just kill them before they're born? And that was really the genesis of that's how abortion was born, pun intended. And of course, her target was, black people, in America. Hitler didn't have black people to kill, so I guess he picked on the Jews.
By the way, he picked on Jews and the Gypsies and anybody that were from places that he didn't like.
Right. I mean, the Jews were probably, I don't know, what is it, 50 or 60%. So, I mean, the concentration camps, I mean, half were mentally, so-called, invalids, Catholics, and people that, to oppose the regime. But be that as it may, this is evil. I mean, this is where the real evil resides.
The reason why it resides is because America, and people need to know this going back 500 years to the Voynich documents. Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, was the actual author of the Voynich documents and actually was a high-level wizard in the royal court. And he actually stated that America was the new Atlantis, and he had intentions to create a Luciferic superpower, which is America now, the most powerful nation in human history. And it's completely Luciferic. People need to realize it's the beautiful side of evil. That's why the oppositional government powers of the executive, legislative, and judicial branch is completely Luciferic. It's not Christian. People say we're founded on Christian principles. duh, you got to get a wake-up call here. That's not the case, and that's why so many apostate Christian churches exist and other religions in America. Not only is Islam apostate, most of the Christian churches are completely apostate. They say things like, once saved, always saved, and we're going to get raptured and leave the world to the Jews. I mean, yeah. It's so insane. It's no wonder that AIPAC runs our government and our intel agencies, because they figure, we're all leaving here. We're Christians. We're going to leave the world to the Jews, and they're going to run the whole thing like a totalitarian slave camp. And people say, no, that's Christian. No, it's not. It's luciferically Satanistic, and it's evil. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. When I see these comic book Christians on TV, you know, talking about a rapture and all this, you know, 7-year tribulation and all this other kind of nonsense, it's all a bunch of crap. Okay, I mean, the real answer.
Nobody's been brave enough to call into the show to me and deal with the academic expertise that I have to deal with these issues. They're not brave enough to do it. 877-317-6432. Call in and get your lumps. Rob, I want you to tell me about what you think about Trump meeting with Mueller. Part of it's going to be under oath, and part of it will be actually a response in writing. And also the rock star meeting that he had with the Davos people. What do you think of these two events?
Well, basically, for the first thing, I'm a civil engineer by profession. I'm not a legal professional, but, you know, logic and common sense. Mueller is obviously a political hop. People are warning Trump not to appear, but look, I mean, Trump's running circles around these idiots. I mean, you know, apparently Trump's IQ is really high. I just think he's a lot smarter than these people, so I think he's got it all figured out, so I'm not really worried. And I think, like you said, Trump's got a lot to be worried about, you know, with this uranium one scandal with Hillary, you know, selling 20% of uranium to the Russians and all sorts of nonsense. And as far as Trump in Davos, I mean, it's just kind of funny when a bunch of private jet flying morons who couldn't pass a seventh grade earth science test, I think carbon dioxide's a pollutant, one-up, you know, the rest of us little people out here about global warming or climate change or whatever the hell they call it. But be that as it may, apparently Trump got a much better reception than, you know, these liberal bootlicking hacks in American so-called media expected. So they actually did get a warm reception from what was about 45% of the people, whatever it was. So, Trump again makes all these people look like idiots.
Personally, it elevates the Davos people had enough sense to realize that Trump is the number one, a genius in his basic IQ, but his creative IQ in terms of business is super genius. And the fact is, despite the fact that a man is hypomanic, and if you actually look at the stats, we talked about this with Lo Aponte, anybody who's successful, we're talking about whether you're a surgeon, a lawyer, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you have different biochemistry and genetics. Like, for example, if I ask people if they can try to keep up with Dr. Deagle, I'll wear them down at 66 next month like I'm a 20-year-old, and they'll never keep up with me, okay? People like me become successful because I'm constantly driven. I need to take enough nutraceuticals, natural molecules to go to sleep that would stop a white rhino on full charge. Now, if you're not driven, like Trump, you're not successful at the kind of things he does, and no one really can compete with somebody like that. The fact is, I know what my biochemistry is and why I'm made this way. And this is interesting, that America is exceptional because no matter what country you came from or what your nationality, your skin color, the people came here, exceed those 2% and never move away from 20 miles from their home. They're different people genetically. They're more driven. So we create 90% of the patents in the world. Everything that exists now in technology was created by Americans, period. Okay? There's very few exceptions to that. And the fact is that we are going to recreate a new economy based with leadership like Trump. So in the next few years, with artificial intelligence, robotics, etc., warfare, space, missile defense, etc. America will lead the world. We'll bring Pax Americana to the planet because we had flaccid leaders that were trying to destroy the power of America, like Barack Obama wanted to make a post-colonial nation. He was basically, and I followed George Bush Jr., was an idiot and a drug addict and playing with his little gay friend, doing a fitness, having his nappy in the afternoon. And George Bush Sr. is a devil. And Bill Clinton, who's basically a Rhodes Scholar and a pedophile and a sexual predator and maniac, okay? So what we have is now we finally have a president in 200 years that actually cares about America, and he's fixing things. And he's going to be a leader that will lead America into bringing Pax Americana. He already slapped a 25% tariff on washing machines and on solar panels from China because they're not being reasonable with us. They don't want to play reciprocal trade games with us. And they're feeding, along with Russia, nuclear materials and technology to North Korea to make our cities and Guam dangerous. Guess what? Game's over. And these people are going to get the message game's over. And if they try to play hardball, they're going to disappear in an atomic cloud. If they really think they're going to get away with this stuff with America, they're fools.
Well, yeah, maybe those countries can, but I'm not sure about this so-called deep state. I mean, I see a lot of desperation.
The deep state try to pretend they're so tough. The deep state are pretend they're tough. They're not. They're like a bully gang, okay. You know? You got a bully gang of four or five guys that come up to you, and all of a sudden you start using martial arts on them, and you pull out some secret weapons, and they scatter like crazy with several of them cut really bad and bleeding. That's the problem. Yeah. The deep state is now in trouble, and they're running scared. That's why the media are in panic city, and they try to blow up anything that Trump says, any word, even says sideways, you know, like this guy said in this private meeting that says he used the word S-H-O-O-L-E. It's ridiculous. It's like, that's not the story. The story is he is putting on a four-plan agreement to bring in 1.8 million DACA kids. And by the way, it's a pathway to citizenship. It doesn't start right away. It's probably going to take 9 to 12 years. He's going to probably allow their parents to have permanent residence status, but they don't automatically get citizenship. They have to build a wall. They have to have immigration control to get rid of the lottery and the chain migration. And the chain migration thing will happen basically. You can bring in your wife and your kids, but you're not going to bring in all your relatives. So people, what's going to happen is we're going to have a much more rational system that will be good for America. So if you come here, it doesn't matter if you're a good welder or you're a neuroscientist, you're going to have skill sets to make America great. And if you don't, you're not getting in.
Yeah. Well, what's happening right now represents the schism between a deep state and a useful idiot in the media, the banking sector, so-called academia, and the people that have been dumbed down in America, and the people that want America to be great again. I mean,
They're pseudo-academicians. I mean, these people are mind control agents. They don't have any academic credentials that mean anything other than wiping their butt with them. When you talk about these leftist professors trying to block people like Ben Shapiro from speaking, and you see the University of Connecticut, federally funded, tries to block the public even from going to his meetings, how disgusting is that, that this university, they should be all defunded? You know, Berkeley and et cetera. Take the damn money away from them. See how long they'll last if you don't get any federal money.
Yeah, I mean, how ironic is it? You know, liberals are supposed to imply open-minded, and they're open-minded as long as you agree with them. I mean, it's truly Orwellian in concept. And yeah, let's face it, the reason they don't want people speaking is that they're afraid of the competition. I mean,
right. Well, I like the term. They're open-minded. It's like when you take and do an autopsy, and you take a bone saw, cut the top of the skull off, so you can exhume the brain and then cut it up and find out if there's any pathology in there. They want you to be open-minded, so if you lean forward, your head falls, your brain falls out. That's how idiotic they are. No, that's not the case. And the fact is, they've only pushed the tip too far, and America's not divided. America is about to conquer the stupidity of the uber-left globalists that are not really interested in a real nation of America. They don't want a nation with borders. They don't want a nation with greatness. They don't want a righteous nation that protects the unborn and the elderly. They don't want a nation that moves toward health care where you're still in the driver's seat, not a single-payer system like Canada. Well, all these morons think a single-payer system is godsend. It's not. I worked in it. They kill people. I mean, it's disgusting. They also try to control what you doctors think and do. You're not an independent health professional. You're controlled by the provincial college of physicians and surgeons. They get aggravated if you do anything, even if you're successful, and you do something right, like I did my research on diabetes almost 40 years ago, or worked with Dr. Murray Vimy on mercury. I just talked to my dentist yesterday because I had to put an inlay back in and have it re-cemented. I started doing research 38 years ago with Dr. Murray Vimy, a dental pathologist working on his PhD, and I was threatened from the State College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta that I was going to have my license pulled for even giving him equations. Okay, that's what the son of bitches think they can do to people like me. I'm not going away, people. Not. You pick a fight, you're going to get it. Back in a moment with Mara in New York, New Jersey. Thanks for calling in, Rob.
All right, Dr. Bill, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. Special.
Welcome back, and of course we have some amazing things to offer you. The remarkable thing about NutraMedical is you can contact me for email advice on your health issues, and I'll provide you information you can do with your local doctor that could be covered by your insurance. I can also provide you with a short list of nutraceuticals to start and follow up by email, and if you purchase even one product, you can give me time windows and I'll call you back. It only problem is a time consult where I charge the right time if I have to review lab work, x-rays, images, or connect you to specialty clinics. We provide not only the most advanced nutraceuticals in the world, but we also provide protocols, testing. I can send test kits to you from anywhere in the world. You can be in South Africa or Germany or Ireland. We can review those tests. I can recommend imaging studies and review those here in America. Citrix, ShareFile, HIPAA-compliant systems are totally secure for looking at imaging great directly from your imaging studies and your radiologist. And that's neat. I also provide novel and new types of technology, including the Sonic Life Machine with morphogenetic field therapy with a little plug-in morphogenetic field machine from Less EMF, and help you to get well. Now, if you don't test, you don't know. And you have to understand most of the approaches that medicine has taken, including dentistry, is wrong. In fact, I spoke the day before yesterday to my dentist after I had an inlay that had to be re-glued back in. And he was starting his functional medicine wellness, you know, organic dentistry practice in the early 1990s. I started my research in the early 80s, 1980, with Dr. Murray Vimy on mercury, and I actually gave him the equations for doing body burden toxicology. We were using a mercury sniff meter and microvoltmeter across the tooth surface amalgams. And I was threatened by the College of Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Roy LaRiche, from South Africa, and he had that South African droll, Dr. Deagle, you're back at it again. You're working in association, Dr. Deagle. I'm thinking, what do you mean working in association? You're working with Dr. Murray Vimy. I said, I'm not working in his office. I gave him some equations. He could work on total body burden. He was working on his dental pathology PhD at the University of Calgary. So the fact that I had advanced PhD level training in chemistry, radiochemistry, toxicology, etc., made me dangerous sorts because I could actually just share information with a co-professional and allow them to actually do advanced studies. Now it's against the law in Europe to give mercury to anybody in the United in Europe and all the 27 nations in Europe because of my research with Dr. Vimy. Dr. Hal Huggins used it later because he lost his license in the state of Colorado for doing mercury amalgam work and removing them, and later came back and sued the state, and it's now the law in the state you can't put mercury in. Okay, so guess what? It takes people like me. It's not a committee that's going to change the world. The individuals are the backbone and not afraid to fight. And that means you people out there, the biggest way to start fighting is to change your worldview by asking tough questions, whether it's a health question, geopolitical question, or a spiritual one. And the thing that I crave most daily is I crave for battle, just like in the ancient Vikings. I crave for intellectual battle. I believe this is, in a sense, the form of Valhalla. We're here battling every day to bring the truth to the people. We're battling every day to parse a problem down to its subsection so it can be solvable. And we're here to provide solutions to you, whether it's your health restoration, your spiritual life, the geopolitics of a righteous and right America, and the geopolitics of a safe world, safe from nuclear warfare, scalar biological warfare, or nearer coming objects like apophis that's approaching Earth in 12 years. So, you know, please, I beg you, if you can't call into the show, send me an email and I'll read your question on air. But be brave, like that song from Sarah Bareilles, I Want to See You Be Brave. We had a caller earlier, I hope she calls back. Mara, she usually has good medical questions, and I think she will. If you want to call into the show, when we have designated hours like this, you can call in this segment or the next on any topic, any topic. 877-317-6432. Now, I think some people think that I'm delusional, psychotic, or just plain arrogant when I say, if you ask me any question on any specific activity of humans on Earth, I will give you an answer or a framework to break the problem down to its sub-factors and provide you a solution or a framework to find the solution to an answer to any issue. And that involves everything from medicine to finances to geopolitics, to astrophysics and environmental medicine to astrobiology to whatever. You can ask me a question in any area and I will provide you an analysis. Now, if I don't have the complete answer, I will provide you a framework so we can together work toward finding the answer from multiple sources of information. Public information, it's everywhere on the, I call it the sewer net. Sometimes it has beautiful things floating down the sewer. Number two, classified sources of information, which I have access to. And number three, supernatural, because literally, if you ask me a question that's beyond my intellect, God will give me an answer or an image to go and research and find the answer. Now, you might find that hard to believe, but we're at the end of the human age. I mean, if you don't understand that the 21st century is the last century for humans as we currently are, we're not going to survive artificial intelligence, the weapons of warfare, robotics, genetic engineering and genetic editing of human biology, and all the other geopolitical, financial, and sexual deviant things that are happening, it's the luciferic things that are happening, unless there's a transformation of the nature of us collectively as an organism. We're not going to survive. It won't be a technical answer, too, either. It'll be a geospiritual answer and a change in the nature of what we are collectively. And that's the hard thing for people to conceive. They don't. The first thing is we don't try to change your mind. We want to change your worldview so you can ask the better questions, because you'll only go down so far down the road based on the questions you ask, because you have to own the truth by asking the questions. And that's why I beg people to ask questions, because if they do, and we provide them a little bit of an answer they can accept, they move further down that road toward us collectively being able to solve the problems. Something is unsolvable. It's unsolvable if people don't ask the questions and change their worldview, because the future is milked from the belief systems of the present. So if people believe the globalists when they tell us about, you know, the world financial system and Bitcoin and foolishness, then they're going to get trapped by the mark of the beast. If they believe the environment is so deteriorated that we can't support the carrying capacity of the plant, we have to kill human beings like the Georgia Guidestones, we're going to have a reduced population. If we have to believe that, you know, the astral sacrifice of babies is necessary to keep the powers of darkness away, just like these ancient Canaanite societies and remote societies like in Easter Island would kill their babies in order to be able to, you know, slay the gods, like in South America, these temple sacrifices, then you're going to continue doing evil. The only way to do good is to hear and do God's will. You can't do it because you're a nice person. Niceness doesn't do a damn thing. If you're not led by the will of God and you're not led by decency that supersedes the human nature, you're going to do what is right in your own eyes, otherwise known as the beautiful side of evil. It'll look beautiful until it has its ultimate, as I say, harvest of terrible things happening. Just like Margaret Sanger and her Planned Parenthood and population control, etc. So I hope people kind of grasp that we're trying to provide you a change in worldview, not changing your mind. And you can only go as far as you ask questions. If you don't ask the questions, you're not going to move. You're not going to say, hey, I can take that supplement and not be a diabetic. I can take that supplement and fight the cancer along with the dendritic vaccine and insulin potentiated chemotherapy so I don't end up with my bone marrow packing in or bleeding to death. You can fight, say, PTSD and autism. I saw a host on an international show last night, and they had one child was born diagnosed with autism. The second child was born with Asperger syndrome, which is part of autism spectrum disorder. Well, what do you think it is? It's boff, brain on fire. These kids' blood-brain barrier is broken down. Their cholinergic pathways are upset. You can't teach them in a regular classroom. If you do, you destroy the classroom. You also destroy the ability of these kids who are usually above normal intelligence from succeeding in life. You can't succeed when you're put in an environment where you can't learn. Well, they continue to do it, and they have whole classrooms now full of kids that basically are crawling over each other because they can't obtain attention in order to do a classroom-style learning experience because their brain chemistry is screwed up, and there's no attempt to fix it. It's to throw pills at it of toxic drugs tested on adults that are not tested on children and never really approved for children by the Fatal Drugs Allowed morons. If you think your doctor knows better, I can prove to you they don't. disturbing, isn't it? Yeah. The number of years I've been around now, approaching half a century in this, I don't have any patience anymore. If you think you know better, Dr. Deagle, come into my cage match, and you can't crawl at the top because we got it all closed off. You're not going to escape either. If you come into my cage, you're going to get the beating of your life if you see something dangerous to my audience. Do call in. Glory happens. We have a caller. And I'm going to start off with a prayer first before I bring in Mara, who's calling in from, I think, New York. And I'm going to say, first off, a first few words of the Aaronic blessing. Baruch atah melech ha'olam. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you with wisdom and knowledge that you keep the way of the Most High God, for the only way, a pathway to do good, is to Shema, to hear and do the will of the Father. And my gifts, which are both natural and supernatural, are given to you, the people of the world, because I will be here so many months, years, and days until it's my time to return to the eternal now, the place of the Most High God. For where God resides, there is no past or future. Everything is now to God, because he is omniscient, omnipotent, and loving. And he's providing you this knowledge through his servant, Bill Deagle, so that you will know that not the power of Bill Deagle being so damn smart, it's the power of the Most High God taking me, a warthog, for God, and making me a son and servant, so like he can make you a daughter or a son of the Most High God and join the God family. For the New Jerusalem is coming down to earth, because we will not survive the technology of gene editing, war technology, space weather technology, etc., unless we're transformed into a new kind of organism, literally the bride, the queen of heaven, the consort of the Most High God across the galaxy, to give God literally children that get to know the wisdom, the power, and the majesty and love of the Most High across eternity. So eternity will be married with the temporality, and we will return to Eden. That's coming. But in the meantime, hell is on earth because the devil and his fallen ones, Lucifer, knows his time is short, and he is about to be destroyed, annihilated, and his wrath is great against mankind and against the Creator God of the universe. So ask your question as if I'm literally the blood descendant of Moshe with God whispering answers in my ear. It doesn't matter if it's a medical, geopolitical, or financial question, an astrophysical question, environmental question, a computer programming question about the virtual war project, or anything. Please, I beg you, ask the toughest questions you would not rationally ask another simple human being, because I'm much more than that. I am a servant of the Most High God with supernatural and natural gifts given. Not because I'm so great, because I'm a pain in the butt. I'm a warthog for God, but God has taken me because I'm willing to be obedient and given me these gifts to bless you out there, so that you know you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, because I'll change your worldview and you'll change your mind. Please ask those questions. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Bill, it's very clear that that the paradigm is that the world is trying to destroy what God made us, children. So
right.
There's another step in that direction. And I wanted to know if we here in the United States are headed toward the Codex Alimentarius, because I just found out that vincristine, which I think is an important ingredient in anything having to do with the mechanisms of the brain.
You're talking about vincristine. Now your phone is a little muffled, so I don't know where you're holding it, but hold a little.
Is it better?
I'm not okay. Sure. Just keep talking about it. Well, the Codex Alimentarius basically is food rules developed by a Nazi in prison after the Second World War, who set up this rule of food rules that would literally poison the population by giving them inadequate dosages to reverse illness. And the big pharma companies were directly behind it, which run most of the lobbying of the politicians in Europe and around the world, because big pharma is pretty big. I mean, it's evil, too, because remember pharmakia, it says in the book of Revelation, and they would not repent of their sorceries. The modern word for sorceries is pharmakia or pharmacy. So you got to understand this. This is sorcery.
Absolutely, doctor. And this is why I wanted to ask that this vincristine is just registered in the Federal Registry, and they're now going to use it as a pharmaceutical. So So that means that...
I don't think they get away with it. There'll be lawsuits against that. See, let me explain what's going on. It's been an orphan sort of nutraceutical for 40 years. Vinpocetine blocks the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. They did a similar thing with vitamin B1, where they altered the side group so it would have a much longer biological half-life in the body. And they did this already in Europe, so they've actually made a vitamin B-converted side group to make it have a longer action. They're not going to succeed. Firstly, America is not going to accept the Codex Alimentarius, period. Not going to ever. Our vitamin industry, for example, is one of the biggest industries on the planet, and we export to countries all around the world, including China, because although they've got an ancient Chinese pharmacology and so on, the most advanced pharmacology was in the past Germany. It's now America. If you look at our nutraceutical companies and what we're developing, we're miles ahead of everybody else, and we ship everywhere in the world, including Myrtle Bay in Antarctica. So if people have the delusion that somehow Americans are going to lay down our nutraceuticals and allow them to poison us, the medical system as it is dying. And the doctors are scrambling to become functional medicine doctors. That's why our academy is meetings like the one in the Anti-Aging Academy in Vegas is bloated with people trying to get away from the totalitarian toxic system that they've been taught in medical school and residency. And whether you're a chiropractor, medical doctor, surgeon, intensivist, or physiatrist, or you're some other professional like a professional sports trainer, etc., you got to get away from the toxic polypharmacy and always reach for nutraceuticals first before you reach for either surgery or toxic polypharmacy. It's crazy. And people need to understand that's what's going on. And they need to understand the medical profession is basically totally captured by the medical schools and the high-level professors being paid off tons of money. So what's your next question? Because that's not going to happen. Next.
That's not going to happen. Can I just ask you, Doctor, what is the fastest and best way to regrow cartilage, bone cartilage?
Okay, firstly, you want to take joint performance and then Mountain Red Velvet, and you want to take Collagen Max. You want to use Lumen Photon on the NICO setting over the joint, and then we have a special peptide that regrows cartilage that I can obtain for you. We also use indiumea to remineralize your nucleoplasm to turn on the genes. And we have morphogenetic field therapy where I give you the specific frequencies for the minerals, pump it through your iPhone through a sonic life machine, and you can actually stand on it. The woofers will generate a sound and magnetic entrainment of your tissues to regenerate the mineral activation of gene switching to actually turn on your genes for regeneration. You can also get a stem cell transplant. There's several different sources. The best one for taking, if you have the building blocks like all the Nutrimeds that I give, plus the Mountain New Red Deer Velvet, which is actually the same as placental biomolecules because they're preserved to go to the terminal ileum. We have morphogenetic field therapy. The stem cell transplant is from Stomatica. The closest clinics are in Astana, Kazakhstan, from the clinic that are made in San Diego, and they're shipped also to Santa Clarita, just on the outskirts of Tijuana, and they'll actually take a limo down from the airport from San Diego to their clinic and give you a stem cell transplant in the afternoon, and you go home. And so you just take an intravenous of these hypoxic stem cells grown in stem cell lines that are far higher concentration of stem cells. You take our Red Deer Velvet and indiumea, morphogenetic field therapy, including the minerals and gene activation frequencies, and you regenerate any tissue, and I can do that today. You don't have to wait 2 years or 5 years. It's available today.
Thank you, Doctor. I will call back. Thank you.
Yeah. So when people say, Dr. Deagle, you don't have all the answers, I said, I got probably about 98% of the answers. And I said, how much do you know? I said, 8 to 12% I know myself, and God gives me the rest. And I even when I go on a search engine, I pray and God will give me actually even the search words to look into the databases. Or he'll give me visions and dreams. So I'm going to tell you, when you see a lot of the nutraceuticals we've developed, I give God the credit. People need to know, me and God are an unbeatable team.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, do you have another question? We have some more time. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Doing this morphogenetic field, we call you for that therapy, correct?
Right. There's several ways of doing it. For example, I can give the frequencies. You can go to an electroacupuncturist and put the currencies along the electroacupuncture. You can go to a therapist that does infrared colored lasers or microcurrent. The simplest and the easiest way to do it and the most therapeutic is to actually get a sonic life device and get a morphogenetic field machine. I send the specific frequencies to you for the minerals. We can also get you an oscilloscope, which you can actually test your frequencies along disease pathways yourself. Download the frequency, and we can use Audacity to do what's called noise-canceling frequency therapy, where we actually put a noise-canceling frequency to turn off the harmonic resonant frequency that maintains a disease state, say in a joint or a tissue. Because remember, everything in the body is a harmonic resonant hologram. And I know how to manipulate the genetic hologram of your body that actually creates what you are. So the technology I presented at the academy, the doctor surrounded me for 3 hours. They'd never heard anything like this before, because life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. That's what life is.
Okay. Doctor, are we still on?
We are. I hear the music telling us we're going bye-bye. And we'll be coming back in hour number 3 with Gary Richard Arnold. If you want to call back, you can do that. Keep you over the top of the hour. Gary will be on in a moment. So stay right there, Marv. If you've got another good question, we'll be back in about 7 minutes, I think 6-7 minutes, with Gary Richard Arnold. And we'll be talking. Yeah, you can call back or you can just stay on the line. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Stay on the line. But think of a good geopolitical question, because Gary is going to release some information about ICLEI, United Nations, the globalist satanic elite, and what they're really doing. If you think this is a theory, you're going to die from stupidity and ignorance. If you don't listen, you're going to die.
Looking for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.